be alive if.
It's on Spider.
Yeah. That made me think about Jason.
Yeah.
Man, what's good? This is The Reality Is, where Filter Becomes Extinct, you know, doing a little something a little different this time. I feel like this is some church music.
The church.
Yeah, take it to church. You don't got your two-step going?
No, I told you. I just told you my story.
You guys got to move side to side of your seat. Move side to side of your seat. Ain't nobody even here but me, you, and Spider. I be trying to teach you that rhythm, Spider.
I have no rhythm.
How you black with no rhythm? You got to let the music hit you. Even Spider's shoulders moving. You got to do that little clap.
I have to. I have to fake move around when I DJ.
You have to, bro.
Even if I'm not feeling it.
And you know me, I'm a king of not knowing what the words are, but I'm going to sing anyway.
Clearly.
Long as it's in my soul and in my spirit. What you looking like that for? If you know how to whistle, you don't know how to whistle either.
I can whistle. I just can't whistle like a tune.
Oh, okay.
A consistent tune like
that. Uh-huh. Okay. You can cut it, Spider, because she ain't going to dance. All right, man. Well, this is Anthony Roberts, host of The Reality Is, where Filter Becomes Extinct, man. Me and Artesia are here to do a real spill recap episode of what we had, the great time that we had in Houston. Mm-hmm. I know for me, it was a phenomenal time. To
me
sit up.
Too.
Oh, you did have a good time?
I did. I did everything you did. You had a good time. I had a great time.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie Jason Hui, man. Like, I'm still on. If you ain't paid, what do you say? If you ain't hollered at the plug, then you paid too much. Shout out to the man, to the homie Jay Hui, man. Shout out to Houston. Houston was great. Got to sit up and interview Gabriel Silva. Mm-hmm. His lovely mother, Tiffany Silva, was in the studio.
That was amazing. A lot of feedback about that episode, too.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
I have gotten some, too. Everybody was like, y'all, he seemed like a cool dude.
Yeah.
I know the video that we posted with him doing, like, the monologues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people love that. A lot of people was like, hey, he's very talented. And I was like, yeah, he's talented. And he's very regal.
Yeah, people going back to watch the movie that he was in previously.
Yep.
And people anticipating him
coming
back.
Was it Live By Night?
Yeah, Live By Night.
Live By Night.
And then people anticipating him coming back to discuss the movie that was so hush-hush on that episode.
Yeah, I almost fucked it up.
Yeah, you did.
I almost fucked it up just now, too, because I'm excited about it.
I know. I am, too.
Because it is a big joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody today, and it literally almost slipped, but I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm
yeah,
hold it.
You got to be holding it. It's kind of like I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, when I did my interview with Dominique Perry, like, I don't know when I'll release that information, but like, so Dominique Perry played on HBO's Insecure,
mm-hmm.
and I know after the podcast was over, she was kind of giving me some insight on the episode and what was coming up on Insecure for the next season,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, you can't let it out, though, and I was like, damn. So I was like,
she had the tea.
Yeah. I was going to spill all that shit too. And I was like, you know what, Ortiz? I was like, reach out to Dominique Perry. First of all, see if she wants to come back on the show, mm-hmm. which she said she would. That's not a question.
Yeah.
But I was like, see if we can release that audio.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I mean, because the storyline was kind of like what she told me. I was like, I could release this to a little small publication and maybe give me a few coins off that.
Oh, wow. You turning into the.
No, I'm not going to be that person.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I'm sure I could get some coin off of that.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. You really could, legit.
Yeah. And I was like, I could do some little gossip blog and be like, mm-hmm. hey, man, drop me a couple stacks. And I'll give you this, I'll slide you this good information. But I do want to check with her first before we drop that off. That's the difference between my podcast and like other radio shows or podcasts who just try to drop it. Because, you know, that's the kind of shit that gives you controversy.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll give you, even if it's negative controversy, it's controversy that could catapult you into a certain limelight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that limelight.
Yeah.
What did you enjoy about Houston the most, though?
For one, getting out of Dallas, because, you know, I can't stay still too long. I have a travel bug. So, first and foremost, getting out of Dallas. Second of all, this is our first time traveling with our team.
Yeah, it did feel good. Shout out to Poster Boy and Chastity.
Because I know all
Shout out to Alex Martin.
Yes. I know all of, like, towards the end of last year when we were doing all that traveling, it was like you kept saying you wish that we had other people to travel with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, I mean, I guess we will now going forward.
We will.
But this was the first time, like, our actual team.
Yeah.
Like, this is The Reality Is team.
Yeah. And so, I had to get out of my own way. That's what took me so long to come back into the studio, because I just finished doing the episode with Chauncey Pham and Philip Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, hey, man, you know, Houston looked great. You know, you was dapping it up and talking, you know, with Slim Thug, whatever, whatever.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
What's going on?
I was just going to say about people's perceptions, like, Like as soon as I know for me, as soon as I posted the picture on social media, everybody Thirsty. Was like liking
Use
it, commenting. No. People were texting me. Yeah, I got back to work on yesterday, yeah. and people was like, "Damn, I saw you down in Houston kicking it with Slim Thug," and yeah. I'm jealous. Like, when we going back? We. You ain't been trying to go nowhere
Hell
with
no.
me.
And you, what you putting in on this trip, nigga?
What the fuck?
Whoever you are. But no, that's real, though, for real, because I know I was telling Chauncey, and I was like, you know, I wouldn't even took a picture with him if it wasn't for you. Because mm-hmm. like I said, over the last 6 months, we've been in certain rooms, and you always be like, hey, you've already talked to this person, or you already interacted with this person. Why not get a picture with him? But yeah. I was like, I just didn't want to seem like a dick rider or a coattail person. But the funny thing about it, too, like, I think when you take pictures with people, it's the difference between telling... You can tell by body language if people are taking a picture to be like, oh, look what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And you can see if somebody's just like, you know what? I respect the craft. I respect the art. I respect what this person's doing. Yeah. You know, chopped it up, have a little conversation, get a picture. Boom. Mm-hmm.
I think for me, it was, I guess, with me telling you to take pictures all yeah. the time. That's the only reason why I did it, because yeah. technically I wouldn't do it either.
No, you wouldn't. Because I was like, take your ass on over there and take a picture.
Yeah, you kept pushing me, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go in a minute.
Yeah, go on over there and holler at him, see what's good with your man Franklin over there. Franklin eating strawberry cake and shit with yeah. him in the background. I'm like, hey,
and that's,
bro.
That was the purpose, like yeah. one of the main goals of
to
having
go down
him. Because he is fearless with the camera. Like, that's what he does.
He
will hold the camera up
yeah.
at any event. He doesn't care. That's what he does.
Yeah,
that's
he
his
was
craft.
Talking to the rich guy dude, talked to the tech. I don't even know all these people's names. Franklin was just behind a table talking to him. Yeah, let me get on video. Let me, yeah. you know, keep your mind if I get some video. Interacting yeah. with him, getting their cars and shit. But not to be funny, when you're trying to build a team, too, that's the kind of people you need around mm-hmm. you. Because like I was telling him, I was like, I know my goal and I know my job is behind the mic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know I can interact with people, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to be the person going up to nobody.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons, too, and this has helped me, when I'm in a room with people like a Slim Thug and Paul Wall was there, unfortunately, we weren't able to get in contact with him. But it was like with people like that being in a room, I try to move like I'm my own business and entity, too.
Yeah, because you have to remember that.
Yeah, and when you move that way, though, it kind of attracts that energy to yeah. you, to where people are like, who is this guy walking around with a whole camera crew,
mm-hmm.
you know, walking
yeah,
behind
we were
him?
The only group with our own camera crew.
Yeah, it was like,
which was great.
Yeah, like. And it was just like, who is this guy walking around with a camera crew, walking behind him, taking pictures, talking mm-hmm. to other people, doing this and that? So it's like when you do that, you bring an energy to where people are like, who are you?
Yeah.
And, you know, even with the video that Frank so
and
eloquently put together.
Shout out to him for putting it together and turning it around
time.
The same day.
In a couple of hours. Like, we literally went yeah. to the event, left a little bit early. You was down there with us for a little bit. You know, we was down there critiquing yeah. the video and everything. We sat down in the lobby, and we got that shit done in like 2 hours.
Y'all were locked in, so I decided to break away,
go to the bar. And go flirt with some white men.
I did not flirt with yeah. white
she
men.
She like white men, Spider.
No, I don't. White men like me.
Okay. See how she switched that?
No, that's...
She
I
switched
mean,
that
it's
show.
The truth.
That you, she switched that shit so fast.
I can't believe...
White dudes do
I
like
I can't believe you just trying to put me out there like that.
Nah,
you
fuck know, with, I mean, I'm trying to ride with Spider, man. You know?
I mean, Spider's cool.
Yeah,
like,
he cool.
I like white people as friends, but yeah. When they it like comes you. To flirting, they flirt with me. I don't flirt with them.
You are a white man's cup of tea. I'm sorry. I don't know. Every time we go somewhere, I remember we went to San Diego one time, Spider, and I was at the bar, and I was like, it was like this white girl, this Asian girl, this black chick. They was telling me, they was like, hey, come here. Mm-hmm. But I didn't go. So I was like, you know, I'm here with my lady. I ain't going to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking to Matt, my homeboy Matt. He's Italian. So we chopping it up. And this white dude comes up. Were y'all already talking before you walked up?
Well, I went to the bar. I think I was getting you another drink. Mm-hmm. And he said something to me. And he was like, are you here with anybody? And I looked back and I pointed at you. Yeah. And then that's when he walked up. Like when I came
I respected
back.
Him, though. He literally walked up. He said, hey, man, you have a beautiful girl. He's like, I was just wondering if you mind if I take her downstairs. Because it was like a 3-level club.
Take me downstairs.
Yeah, so I had to say that because it's like, you're going to pound
yeah,
my girl?
Yeah, please.
But yeah, he was like, you mind if I take her downstairs? I think it was the hip-hop dance yeah. floor downstairs. Yeah. So he's like, you mind if I take her downstairs and dance with her?
No, I couldn't dance.
Not
but
at
that's
all.
A different story.
Yeah, so I was like, are you cool with going? And she was like, yeah. I was like, all right,
yeah,
cool.
It's vacation.
But like, see, that's the thing about me. Like, and it's so crazy because when we were in a relationship, so many people always wondered or been like, was like, how you let him do this and say this and do that? And I'm like,
because I really don't care.
But I also was cool with that, too. Like, you know, like you say, when we go yeah. on vacation, you don't go on vacation to do the same shit you do at home.
Exactly.
If you never dance with a white man or an Asian man or whatever, and he comes to you and says that, long as he ain't disrespecting you, why wouldn't you?
Exactly. And I think it's about the level of trust that you have with your partner. Like, I trusted that you wouldn't do anything to disrespect me.
Depending on how big her booty was.
No, I mean, I know that. But what... But I mean, even in those instances, I would look and be like, yeah, she got a fat ass. Like,
it's true.
It is what it is.
And you got to be able to have those kind of relationships. Yeah. You know, you got to be able to have that open relationship to be able to talk about that kind of stuff and go from there. So I think the thing for me that I love about Houston the most, it just, it's something that I felt like I could do all the time.
Yeah, it really did.
Like, to like, so we left Friday morning. We drove down there. Mm-hmm. When we got down there, I think we went
maybe
to the hotel.
Maybe that's why I've been so miserable at work these last
probably so. Because it's like when you come off a good weekend, you come back to work and you're like, man, fuck this bullshit. I don't want to be here. I want to do what I want to do.
Yes.
But you, shout out to the Ross. It was a Ross Sinesta.
Yeah.
It was a good, that was a nice hotel.
Yeah.
The service was cool. You know, they had a little gala stuff going on there. So the environment was cool that weekend. But the thing I loved about it, we came in, we got everything settled, went straight to the studio. Mm-hmm. First interview was Gabe. Shout out again to Gabe. Had a great time talking to him. 12 years old. I did a great job not cursing on the podcast.
You did.
He actually cursed before me. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, it was, nobody knows, but it was a couple of points in there where I was about to cuss. Mm-hmm. And then I was about to say something about dick. And mm-hmm. then I was like, I literally was like focused on my words.
Yeah.
So if you listen to the podcast, people, thanks for those who have already listened. But you, if you go back and listen to episode 180, it was a couple of times where I like kind of paused. And mm-hmm. I had to gather my thoughts and then talk.
Yeah.
But it was great to do that. And then, you know, the hometown homie Jason came through, did the podcast with him. That was all love.
And going to Houston, it feels like home. Like,
it did.
And then
I've been playing Chop and Screw shit since I've been back.
Yeah. And then I guess with Jason coming up to the studio, it was like that was your hometown connect. Yep. So it was like you felt even more at home.
Yep. It was dope, man. And then it was like from there, we left there, then hanging out with Frank and Chastity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Going to do dinner. And
they were so open-minded. And that was one of the most refreshing things about the trip, too, is because they were so open-minded. It was kind of like whatever we put out there or,
they wanted it.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, sure, let's go. Why not?
But we also gave them the opportunity to say, hey, if you want to do something different, we can do something different. So, and I think it was refreshing because we traveled with a lot of asshats, you know, over the last.
They only want to do the same
shit, you know, drink and go to
the same
ball,
places.
Go to, and it's like, oh my God, we could do this shit in Dallas. Like, why are we out here doing this shit?
Yeah.
So that was refreshing. And then we woke up the next day, had something to eat, and then we went to the Boss Life Experience?
Yes.
So I went to the Boss Life Experience.
And that was an event that was actually put on by Slim Thug.
And, you know, like I said, to be out there with Paul Wall, Rich Guy, a couple other people, a lot of
local vendors, you know, black people, up-and-coming businesses.
It was a lot of ass out there, too.
Yeah, it was.
It was a lot of ass.
Yeah, they had it out.
And it was a lot of ass.
They had it out.
Yeah, yeah.
It was,
and
the
it was
summertime
a lot of ass.
Is
it was
definitely coming.
Whoo.
It might already be here.
I think it's already here, Spider. Same spot. I mean, it was all kind. And the thing about it was, like, every white girl I saw, every black girl I saw, every Hispanic I saw. If you asking me, from all those girls I saw, they seem like the same type of people.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? They, like, here in Dallas, like, you have the kind of prissy white girls, and then you have the prissy black girls.
Mm-mm.
Then you, like, they seem like they were all on the same, like, H-Town. Like, all of them were the same.
Yeah.
I didn't see no difference in them.
Mm-mm. It wasn't.
It was no difference. It was just fine-ass girls with fat asses. And they look good.
And I like that little thug life for the guys that I saw at the event.
Oh, yeah, they was
good.
And
if anybody watches the video, you'll see a couple of them. There was,
And the only thing I do hate is we left earlier than, like, I think we got out there.
We leaving early.
Yeah, because the only reason being is because, like, as dope as it was, I thought it was going to be multiple levels to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, one level. So it's kind of like you walked in.
So it's like you can only walk around.
Yeah, you can only walk around so much. It was just like it was a square. So you walk around. It had all the vendors on the outside. And then on the inside, that's where Slim Thug spot was at. Mm-hmm. You know, he was out mingling. But it's like his brand was in the middle, like his clothing line. He has some fine girls working with ass, you know,
and then
the ass was out.
I don't know if you saw it, but the girl that checked us in when we got there, it was one part where the song came on and she was literally like twerking her ass off.
The only one girl that I really focused on, Frank had a little snippet of her in the video, the girl with the patent leather fitted dress.
Yeah, I saw her. My God.
Spider. Like, Frank was like, you good? I was like, I can't take my eyes off her ass. I couldn't take my eyes off her ass. I'm sorry. Like, she just kept getting up walking, and I was like, she's just so full. Houston was good. Houston.
So when are you going back?
I don't know. I did talk to Jason today, and I said, hey, I need to set up some interviews, and, you know, I may have to come back down there and do some business.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just saying. I may just have to go back and see what's going on.
Do some business, handle some business.
See what the summertime is presenting. But, no, I think, like you said, coming back, I came back Monday. We came back Sunday.
We came back.
But Monday when I woke up, I did a little work at home. And then it's like, I literally woke up when you left to go to work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to start working on a podcast.
Yeah.
And like you said, you only want to work for yourself. We just talked about that on the previous podcast. It's like, you don't, at this age, you don't, at the, in this day and time, you don't have to really have a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
If you find a way to make money, which is what I'm trying to do and what we've been doing is, you know, finding different ways to bring in some revenue for the podcast and the business. Once I start making what I make or more, I'm done. Yeah.
And see, that's the difficult part for me because I've always been, I got here, I think, when y'all were talking about the millennials not being afraid to walk off a job.
So you was listening through the door?
No, I was about to come in.
Oh, okay. But, I was like, damn, you got some good ears. This is a studio door.
I could actually hear y'all really clearly. But I got, I walked up right when y'all were talking about that.
I tell you, black women, I'm telling you, boy, they like spies.
So I got here when y'all were talking about that, and I thought about myself because I have been known to, like, once I get unhappy in a job, like, I will leave. Granted, I have responsibilities, so I do have to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, when it was hard to come back to work.
I know it was difficult, man. I think for me, Houston felt different this time too, because I think we went a couple of years ago for it was for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it was definitely
it felt different though, because even when we went, it did. We stayed right around the corner from where we was at this time.
We did.
It didn't feel like the same. It did not feel the same.
And that just goes to show the difference of having an actual purpose. Like, I think we just kind of randomly decided, we're going to go to Houston for Valentine's Day weekend. I did.
Yeah. I want to give you the credit for that, because, you know, a lot of times on Valentine's Day, so many times men plan and we do for whatever. But I've always given you that prop for, you know, whatever.
Yeah. It should be a two-way street.
It should. I'll give you a little insight to myself outside of a recap. I went back to counseling today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is my third session. And I had basically been telling you, I was like, I don't think I'm feeling my counselor.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't feel like I'm getting nothing out of this. Like, I just feel like I'm going in and she's just getting me for my paper. But it was like, when I went in today, I think it was more so the way she normally has like a script. It feels like that she's going off of.
Yeah.
But today
she's until they get to know you.
Yeah. So I went in today and she was just talking to me and she was like, so how are you feeling? And I was like, I'm good. And she just, it was like, we just had a conversation and I let off a lot of steam, you know, talked about my brother, talked about all the people who've died around me. Matter of fact, shout out to, my condolences go out to Waylon Bodley and his family, my homeboy who passed away. It's crazy. I'll talk a little bit about that later, but I just wanted to, you know, make sure I got that in there because I meant to say it on the last episode. But she was just talking to me about everything and I was telling her about whatever. And, you know, she was asking about me and you. And I was like, yeah, we've been broken up for like almost, what, 6-7 months?
6 months. It's been half a year.
Yeah. And I know, like, people reached out to you because on a couple episodes ago when we interviewed Georgetta Foreman, you know, I was like my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And it still rolls off the tongue because I actually did that in therapy today, too, because she was like, so what about your ex? I was like, oh, my girl, she. And I was like,
yeah.
And she was like, well, you still seem close to her. I was like, I respect her. I was like, this is the best person I've ever been with. In reference to whatever, and you know the issues we had, and I kind of, you know, I talked to her about that, and I was like, outside of those issues, we don't have a problem. We've never had a problem, you know. And she's like, so how are you going to handle that? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, that's the
what I'm here for.
You know, I was like, yeah, that's what the fuck you supposed to be doing, bitch. I'm paying you, not bitch, because she's a cool person. But I was just like, I don't know. I was like, it's difficult dating nowadays because. Just like we just talked to on the last episode where people will think that I'm doing more than what I am doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they see the rooms that you've been in. So they equate those rooms that you've been in with a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they, people start trying to imaginarily count your coin. Yeah.
And that not may even be what money. That may now, be what we name the podcast. Access.
Imaginarily counting the coin.
Mm-hmm. Money and access.
Yeah. And people just be like, well, if he has this or he's doing this, I want this. We deal with a lot of that on podcasting front where we have people trying to find a way into, hey, how can we do something to work with you guys or work for you guys? But we've had so many times where people, they want to work with us and work for us and they don't do anything but try to suck the game dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they keep it moving to try. Now, even though these people that we know have tried to do it have failed and failed miserably. I'm petty.
Yeah.
I'm petty. You know, sometimes when you do business with people and people be like, well, I do. I wish you best. No, motherfucker. I hope you fail at everything in life after this.
Ooh,
I don't want you to succeed at shit. If a motherfucker, I hope somebody says, yes, you can come. And when you get there, say, we don't see you on the list. That's how petty I am. If you've done me wrong, say, damn you.
I would say I would want that to happen in certain instances. But overall, I don't wish.
No, I don't wish the worst. But it's one or two people in life that I'm like, if they died tomorrow, it wouldn't bother me. a tear wouldn't drop from my eye.
Yeah.
If they filed bankruptcy chapter 7 and 11 or 12, 13 or 14, wouldn't bother me none. You deserve it. I don't believe in continuing wishing people well who don't mm-hmm. deserve it. And I think I've come to that realization because six people that I have known that are like literally mm-hmm. in my 6 degrees of separation circle have died.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like these people are good people. To talk about Waylon, you know, when I got back, you came into the room and I was like, oh, I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I was watching TV and I kept hearing and I thought something went wrong with what you were working on.
Because I was editing the podcast.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Nah, but it was like I heard that he died and like I immediately like kind of cried. And I didn't even expect mm-hmm. to cry. But I was like, why are all these good people
yeah.
dying? And we got a lot of hoe ass, bitch ass people that are still living, fucking over people, doing people wrong. And it's like they're succeeding.
Yeah.
And even if they're not succeeding, it's like you're still breathing air that good people could be taken. This, like, Waylon should be here.
Yeah. And it was so crazy because I was, when I was reading through, like, the comments and stuff, yeah. because it happened on Easter. Which
and you didn't even
also,
know him.
No, it was also April Fool's Day. So it was, like, so many people, like, please tell me this is a joke. Please tell me this is a joke.
I didn't even think about like, that. That is true.
Like, everybody was saying how great of a guy he was
yeah.
and how
and
he
I
would
told
do
you,
anything for his family.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just like.
And it's crazy that, you know, you hear the term that, you know, a lot of times we work ourselves to death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally what he did, bro. That's how he died. Like, he was literally supposed to get married in less than 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he has two little girls. And basically, he was working extra hours to pay for the wedding. So he was supposed to get off that night after working a night shift, but he was like, I'll take an extra shift as a driver.
Mm.
And he fell asleep at the wheel, bro, and ran into a diesel, man.
Mm.
And I was like, oof, I am not about to cry. Woo, man.
I can only imagine what his fiance is going through right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? My condolences. And it fucked me up because I just talked to him a month or so ago because we were talking in reference. He always got people to come together to play like in his flag football league.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I had just talked to this guy.
Yeah. And other people were saying the same thing because
yeah.
he was getting the team together.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Yeah. I think you just had like a little mini counseling session here because
yeah.
you started off talking about what happened in the session today.
Yeah.
I don't even think you finished that.
But I always say podcast is therapeutic
yeah.
to me, you know, but it was good talking to her today. Like I said, I was able to unload a lot of stuff. The first two sessions, I think the thing that we came out and found out, I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast.
I think
we didn't release.
I think you talked about it a little bit.
But I was just basically, I was like, oh, okay, I got abandonment issues. Like
mm-hmm.
people always, and
oh yeah, we didn't release that episode.
Yeah, we did.
But I was like, yeah, I'm glad
well,
you finally realized it.
I may release that episode, but I didn't release it because some of the things that we had, not me and you, but some of the things that I said on that episode, I have reconciled
mm-hmm.
some of that with some people. So I was like, I don't want to put no shit out like that because
yeah.
they're going to be like, damn. I mean, even though I could tell people how I really feel to their face,
mm-hmm.
but I was just like, it doesn't make sense to put that episode out.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do it years down the line and be like, hey, this is something
unreleased
you missed.
Unreleased content.
Yeah, and drop it like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. But I am ready for the next thing. We're trying to go to Texarkana next.
Mm-hmm.
Basically in Texarkana, for all the homies listening, man, I've already talked to the homie BJ, the homie DJ, BJ DJ. My homeboy Tyler, you know, well, basically he's like my nephew.
Yeah.
And, well, he was my nephew when they were, my brother and his mom were married, but I still claim him as my nephew. I don't think you can let that shit go.
No.
After it started. But I've talked to them and we're already in the works of putting it together to work on a documentary for back home. Interviewing a couple of, you know, rappers and talented people in Texarkana. Just kind of represent.
Texarkana has a lot of talent. I didn't realize that until I started dating you.
Yeah. It's a lot of talent. And the reason it's like that is because a lot of the talent that we have, some go on to make it and then some don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I won't say his name, but I got a homeboy. Like, you didn't even know, but when I told you about him, you found out, oh, he done did her, you know, Beyonce
yeah.
her, Rihanna her. He done created a lash line
mm-hmm.
that all of these Hollywood people are doing. A couple of guys who in the NFL now, been mm-hmm. in the major leagues, in college right now, getting ready to go to the pros. Dudes who are making big moves in certain industries, and it's like,
yeah,
we doing it. Shout out to the homie Pookie, man. Miracle's Closet
mm-hmm.
just got his clothing line accepted in Atlanta, not
awesome.
Atlanta, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia. You know, Texas
yeah,
has
yeah.
all these big name cities
yeah.
and small Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Italy, Texas, mm-hmm. all of this shit.
So
but
Atlanta, Georgia, ATL.
Yeah, so he went from Texas, you know, having his thing, and the reason what's so dope about Pookie is motherfucker went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Came out. We just talked about that on the last episode, talking about people who go to jail. Like, it is a market for you coming out and being reforming yourself. Mm-hmm. Like the industry, you know, corporate America may not give you a second chance.
Yeah.
But you got to make a second. And I love that about him. He came out. He created a brand. Mm-hmm. He pushed the brand and he pushed the brand. The brand kept getting better. And now it's opening up in stores in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
You can't beat that shit.
No.
You know, shout out to the homie Jason Hui. You know what I'm saying? The W brand. Mm-hmm. He pushing that shit. I got one of his hats on right now. The shirt is quality. The jogging pants is quality. And we worked out some shit. Like, I think Houston was dope because we came back with business plans.
Exactly. That's why I said that's the difference of having a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, last time was just kind of random. Let's go do it. It was fun.
The podcast is leveling up on some new shit that's coming out that you won't allow me to talk about on air now, but it's coming.
Yes,
you know it's definitely coming.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be quiet.
Yes, please do.
But I do want to ride our own dick right now. We did get hit by a PR firm out of Seattle.
Yeah.
Who reached out to us about some people that they wanted us to interview. Mm-hmm. So we may be, you know, we are. And it's so, I think I spoke that shit into existence. Remember when I put that shit on the thing and I was like, hey, we coming here. And you was like, oh, so we going here. And I think it was Portland, but it's still in the same area.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's like it came into existence and they reached out and it was like, hey, this, have you been on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the guy was just like,
you don't have to.
Yeah, I know. But it's like dope for people to be reaching out to us from other places.
Yes.
Like, and then we just heard, you know, we got back and one of the things that we were hearing, people were like, y'all are really good at what y'all do. Y'all ever thought about relocating to LA, New York, DC?
And we moving into a bigger market.
Yeah. And we like, we have. But you got kids, so you just can't up and go.
Yeah, I'm not moving until they graduate.
So I was like, maybe I have been looking at relocating. I said I'll give Dallas another year. Mm-hmm. What I really would love to do, because the market here, if it's not popping here, why not bring it here? You know, mm-hmm. why not be the ones to create it?
Exactly. You know? Then you can create it here and still have
and just still
it
network
elsewhere.
And travel. And that's my thing.
As being a parent is like.
Yep. And just like after the last time we were here and we'll feel spider in on it too. But like when we was talking to Mike off air,
mm-hmm.
you know, we was talking to him and it's like we came up and we was like, we got a lot of the same interests.
Exactly.
And I think the reason we have been blessed at this point in the podcasting game is we are genuine people. Mm-hmm. And like when Spider first did our show, me and Spider linked up. Like, he been following on social media, liking shit. I see you, Spider.
Yes.
I said, I see him showing that support. We appreciate that. And I was like, that's love. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we talked to Mike. Mike follows Mike, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like other people. But the scary part about it is other people really are trying to come in and do the shit we're doing.
Yeah.
The only thing, I don't mind people
I don't think it's as scary as it used to be.
No, it's not, because I know they can't catch
up. Because before, I know you were kind of like, oh, this person's biting, and every little, like, you would call me, you would text me, you'd be like, look at this shit.
I used to be mad.
Like, you would be so mad.
I don't talk about it no more.
Now that we've leveled up.
It ain't even leveling. It's just outworking the competition
or the people who think are in competition with you. On the way to where we're going even further. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what? Let them try to do what we're doing. Yep.
I didn't even want to talk about. And when we first started, you know, recording here at MZ Studios, I was mm-hmm. like, I want to keep this shit hush-hush. But then I was like, why keep it hush-hush? Why not let all these people who want to do whatever put money in the Mike's pocket?
Mm-hmm.
He a good dude.
Yeah.
Come on over here and put money in Mike's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Even though your show might be shitty, you can still come on over here and give this dude your money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he deserves that. He up here...
He's reinvesting it.
And like, he's always asking mm-hmm. the shows that are coming in here, what can I do better? Mm-hmm. You tell me what other studio is asking that.
Yeah, because it's not like they just get your money and they patting their pockets with it. It's like...
Fishbowl Radio. I'll throw it and see if it sticks.
He's been doing, you know, his own show for so long. Yeah. He knows the position you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I like working for him.
Yeah.
And see, how many times you hear somebody say, I like working for somebody?
Not too many.
You don't.
Times.
Yeah. You fucking don't. And Mike has a passion, and I think that's the thing. Like, when I sit up and I watch him, like, he's passionate about mm-hmm. doing it. He'll come off the road and come in from somewhere to come straight.
That Saturday, oh my God.
He
was like leaving to go to a friend's wedding.
Oh, and then he said he was going to drive out there.
He was going to drive all the way out there
just to make
stay
an appearance
for 15 minutes and come right back because he had to run a show.
But that's why I fuck with Franklin too, because he's the same way.
Yeah.
You know, he was on the road with us in Houston. Now he's back in Austin.
Yeah.
You know, then he got to get ready to go to OKC. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you just fuck with people who have the same intent that you have.
Yeah.
And if you fuck with real people, they're going to be like, I see what he doing. I know that struggle. I'm going to pour into that person. And then when you see that person pouring into you, it's only right that you pour back into that person.
Exactly.
And when Mike was telling us, I mean, you know how many times we done recorded over the time?
Oh, yeah.
And Mike ain't sent no extra bill.
Yeah. And we'll tell him and he's
I'd be
like
bro, I'll pay you. He'd be like, nah, you good. Like, how you? And then and it was funny because I saw another studio here in Dallas and I was like, damn, that's pretty. That's like a dope studio. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't leave Mike. No. I was like, I'm gonna be here for a while.
Yeah.
I was like, I ain't going nowhere because I go over there and just because it look good, you go over there and then you get fucked. It look good here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like sometimes you gotta, and that's one thing I learned. You can't keep jumping from boat to boat.
So glad you finally learned
Spider,
that.
Spider, my nigga, I used to be a jumping fool.
He was putting me through, y'all.
I would jump from here to
and
there.
Be like, but no, and then he was like, "Well, you can't just try." You thought I was trying to hold you back?
No, I didn't. I didn't think he was trying to hold me back. It's just like when you're in a part where you're like so serious about leveling up and trying to do better,
mm-hmm.
you want better quality. This quality is good. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I would go at Fishbone. We supposed to be in the studio, and I felt like we was just outside with wind gusting, and I was like, "Why the fuck am I paying my money
you
here?"
You know what I really feel good about?
I wish I could take them episodes back and do something to like. Cause I go back sometimes, no shit, Spider. I go back sometimes and I listen to those episodes and I be like, who the fuck was listening to this shit? And that's what I try to help with the new podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why we are charging mm-hmm. for our services now, because it's like we giving y'all the game to where you ain't got to go the 3 years that I went to figure out how to get this good or mm-hmm. how to get to this quality level. We're giving you the game to say, hey, come here, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, you think you ain't going to pay when I put in thousands of dollars to get to this point?
Yeah.
You goddamn right you paying.
Well, speaking of studios, I was going to say the one thing that I am really happy about from Houston is the new studio that we have.
Oh, to go to Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Baron Studios. That was a good studio. Yes. Dude was pretty cool.
I was kind of nervous because I did all of this online and just calling and trying to figure out what's what.
Yeah.
And finally settled on them, and we got there, and you were like, oh, this shit is amazing.
Yeah,
I was
it
like,
is good.
My
and it was
kind
of like they had some of the same stuff that you guys, I was like, this is good. The only difference was like, they had like y'all stuff is behind there. It's like their stuff was like out. It was mm-hmm. just a small. Yeah. The room was actually smaller. You couldn't get.
Yeah, it was only like literally
you could only have three or four
max.
People in there. Yeah. So, but it, like the quality was good. So, and I think that was the thing that I was worried about because I was like, how do you know this shit gonna be good?
Yeah, I was so nervous. But as soon as you sat down and you were like, well, actually, when you
I heard
walked
that
in
shit
the room,
in my headphones.
Closed, yeah, and you were like, this shit. I was like, okay, good. Yeah.
And then it was like, I think I felt more at home. I felt like a kid again, fucking with Gabe though.
Yeah.
He had me giggling.
Even though
and shit.
He's not your typical kid.
No, he's not. That nigga regal as shit.
And I told him, I said, I never thought I would meet somebody like my son.
Yeah. He texted me. So he was hitting me up, and he reminds you for the listeners, he's 12.
Mm-hmm.
So I adopted him as my brother. When I was like, hey, man, I'm adopting you. I was like, I always wanted a little brother. So you are officially my little brother. He was mm-hmm. like, all right. And his mom was like, he gonna hold you to that.
Yeah.
So he was hitting me up on Instagram in the inbox, and I was like, I shot him my number, and I was like, just hit me here.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, hold on, let me find his text message. Oh.
Yeah.
This shit was so funny. Hold on, where is it at? Please, let me find it real quick. Okay, so I went back. Let me find that first one. I was working on. I said, all right. I said, hey, when I sent him the message on Instagram, I was like, hey, this is my number. You know, lock me in.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, here go my number. Lock me in. So I text him. I said, hey, this is big bro. Lock me in. He said, I got you. Lock me in too. I said, done. He's like, sweet. Mom is working from home today since I have my audition to go to. She could put, he was like, she was working on the website stuff. So I was talking to him. He's like, I don't know if I told you. I like cacti. I think they are called. He was like, no, he said, I don't know if I told you. I like cacti. I think they are called that. I call my group of friends Cacti Nation. So with you being my friend, I want to welcome you to the Cacti Nation. I said, well, thank you, young brother. And then like every time we text something, he'll put like a cactus. Mm-hmm. Like if you look, he got like three cactus here. I don't know if the three cactus mean I told a super dope joke. He got one cacti here. Maybe I told some corny shit. He gave me nothing. So I was like, it's just cool because I always wanted like a little kid brother. And it's like to have him now
mm-hmm.
is dope. I got a movie star for
and
a kid brother.
Tiffany texted me and she was like, you know, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And she was talking about the impression that you made on him and talking about the fact that y'all were texting back and forth that morning.
He cool, man.
And I was like, yeah.
People people try to say I'm not a cool person. I got a 12-year-old kid texting me. I'm texting with no cuss words in return. You tell me who could turn off a cuss word machine like that.
Yeah.
Because I'd be.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I was close. I even wanted, like, when he was talking about girls, I was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I can't say pussy.
I was praying. I was like, Lord, please don't let this go lift.
And then his mama was there, and I was like, okay. But when he went into that little monologue, that shit was dope.
Yeah.
It was I think it's
very
like.
Very professional.
And his voice stopped cracking, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his voice, because he's, you know, he's a teeny, so it's like his voice has changed. It's like, yeah, man. And then it was like, when he went into that role, it was like, boom.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, Gabe with the good hair.
Talent.
It is, man. All right, well, I'm getting up out of here. I'm hungry. You hungry?
Yes.
I am. So, this is the reality is. This is real spill. We don't really do much. Spider, as always, man, I appreciate you, bro. Yeah, sure. For you know, standing in, doing the producing, man. We may not see Mike, but tell Mike I said what up.
Yeah.
And I need to try and find me some smoke good, feel good.
All righty then.
Why you be acting nervous?
I'm not nervous.
What
about
is it?
That.
I think you can ride around with a fourth, right?
Not a fourth.
What you can? What
you can ride around with a QP now.
Oh, well, what?
And get a ticket for a quarter pound.
A quarter. Okay, that's why I fenced out. That's real
I
shit.
I didn't know it was.
Yeah, it's up to the cop, unfortunately. So, well, so you can still get fucked with, but it's up to a QP. That yeah. can
I'm
ticket.
Black, Spider. Yeah. I can't walk out with no quarter. They'll be trying to chunk my ass. Especially, yeah, you see this T-shirt I got on, Black by Popular Demand. They'll be like, get this nigga in the pen.
That's why my pen comes in handy.
What pen?
My little pen.
You don't even use that shit.
I do use it.
Bro, I bought her this fucking pen. That shit is sitting in my house.
It is so That's because you used
that's my
it all.
Pen.
The last of it.
Well, you ain't.
And when we tried to get some more. Yeah.
You can get some more. There's more people selling pens.
Well, I don't know that person. I don't know that. That's your lane. That's what you do for me.
Oh, okay. It felt good seeing Jason, man.
Yeah, I could tell y'all like two kids.
It's good to know people who know you.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the thing.
Because y'all share stories.
Yeah. It's good to know people who know you to where it's like, and the reason I say that, like, my character has been in question. Lately by certain
only
people.
Only by some questionable people.
Very true. But it's like, but you know, even when questionable people question your character, it still sometimes make you question yourself.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, how the fuck would he, why would somebody say this about me when you thought they knew you?
Yeah.
So.
They knew what they wanted to know or know about you.
And they, what's the word? I don't know the word I'm looking for. But I did not know that Infinity Stone comes out. Is it Infinity War?
I believe.
Yeah, Infinity War. I didn't know that came out this month.
Yeah.
I need to get my ticket.
Yeah.
But
movies
I'm not
rolling quick.
We only going to Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going. That's where you go.
That's fun. It's dope. Yeah.
Where you going? Are you going to watch it?
Oh, you said we need to go.
It just depends on when
was
it
that
is.
You said on one of the days?
When it is. I barely ever get time to go see movies.
Well, man, I want to set something up, man. We got to hang out with y'all too, because when are you? You got another show coming up?
Not tonight.
You got one this weekend?
Nope.
If you do have the next one, you do have, just inbox me on Instagram and let me know, because I definitely want to come out.
Not the show here.
No, not the show here. Your DJ show.
No, yeah, Wednesday I plan.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Where are you gonna be at?
Henderson Tap House.
Like that. I wanted to go there.
I've never been there.
Dude, they got a badass steak night. I play after the steak night. It's like a 20-ounce steak, 20-ounce beer for $20.
That's right up your alley.
And then I play music after that. It turns into trap night at the end of the night. Yeah. But before that, I can play some decent stuff.
Is that every Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
So you do that every Wednesday?
Yeah.
I can't come tomorrow, but I know I can come next Wednesday. God damn it. You get $20. You get a steak and
a beer and some fries for $20. It's a big ass steak. Dude.
You can't beat that shit. I think that filet mignon is out of my system. That shit was amazing. I've never met, what is it, Matt? Where did we go?
Maggiano's.
I've never been there. We went to the steakhouse out the bar. That steak was so goddamn good. It was juicy. I ain't never tasted steak this juicy like pussy. That steak was juicy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you. You didn't eat it.
No, I
didn't. Well, you ain't never ate no pussy before either, but, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you have in another life. This is the thing about this motherfucker. I don't know nothing about her until I know it about her.
Yes, you do. You know everything about me. No, I have not.
Okay. Well, you kind of looked at me like, I may have tasted some tank.
No. You know.
I don't know. I was just asking. I was just, you know, trying to make sure. All right, man, let me get up out of here. I'm hungry. This is the reality is where filter becomes extinct, real spill. You know where to find us at, so no need for me to do no call to action on y'all ass. You know what it is. That's what I got to tell y'all. I'm taking a couple of weeks off. I was tired, boss. You know what I'm saying? I literally looked at our catalog and I was like, boom, boom, boom. From January to now, we've done like 30 shows already.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's damn near for the year. If I was putting, for all y'all niggas who thinking y'all could keep up, we out here putting 2 to 3 episodes out every week. Quality content.
Mm-hmm.
Like a real radio show. Yeah. Y'all can keep sticking to that once every 10 days and once every 2 weeks. It don't take us that long to come up with good content. And I thank the universe for sending these good people and this good content. You thought I was going to say God, didn't you?
No. Ha-ha. I knew you weren't going to say that.
Ha-ha.
I knew you weren't going to say
ha-ha.
That.
I'm not going to say that. I ain't. You. Before I go, that's what I talked to my counselor about today. What I got? How many minutes I got? Oh, shit. No time. We'll do it for the next time. That's probably, you know what? God probably saving my crazy ass.
Yeah.
So we out of here. We'll check y'all on the next time. Thank you to all the listeners who continue to listen and support the Reality Is podcast. As I always say, we would not be here without you guys. It's a million times I wanted to give up. Shout out to Mike Zavala here at MZ Studios. Shout out to the homie Spider. Go check out some dope music. Get you a 20-ounce. Is it a 20-ounce steak?
Yeah.
And a beer on Wednesdays at Henderson Tap House. He plays dope music. Check him out. What's your name on Instagram, Spider?
I think it's Spider the DJ.
Spider the DJ. I'm Sir Robert Poe on Instagram. The Reality Is with a T-H-A. The Reality Is on Instagram. No RTZ on Instagram, even though she ain't going to allow nobody to follow her. So she going to vet the shit out your ass before she allow you to follow
you
her.
You can follow me elsewhere at No RTZ. Just shoot your shot.
What kind of shot?
No, I'm just saying, send the request.
No, I'm fucking
send the request, and I will see if I accept it or not.
All right, man, we out here. We'll see y'all next week. Peace. Oh, well, in 3 weeks. Peace.
Still I'm cool like the fall. I can creep and I can crawl. It's that boy Paul Wall, and I'ma tell all y'all. D. Davis on my side. Took them 20s off my ride. Now I glide like Clyde. I might ride with blind side on my boy Big Tight. Paul Wall could catch boppers if I rode on a bike. But I'ma ride in big body with my cousin to Scotty. When I pass his turn, people say good golly. It's that boy Paul Wiley. Keep it high like Tabasco. Hold it down like plaster. I got more ice than Alaska. Acres Home is my hood. DeSoto is my street. All those speed bumps messing up my 20-inch feet. And it just don't stop. Antoine's the block. I got 20-inch anchors so my car don't hop. But my trunk show pop. I got more waves than the ocean. When my speakers start smoking and my trunk starts choking, my blown fuse.